Hi everyone, welcome to the Cobans podcast series, and it's your boy again, no other person than Olakunle. And with me I got someone who has been out for the last two or three episodes. And it's Slim OG.
And the GG level, vibes on vibes now, I don't see the beat now, bloody Samaritan way, fashion killer way, I'm back again.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So today we've got a special new topic. Every topic is special.
Facts.
That's it. But we've got a new one. So we're going to be talking Tames.
Tames.
We all know who Tames is right now. She's arguably the hottest female Afrobeat artist right now.
Facts. From so, Africa, Nigeria.
Exactly.
So Nigeria.
Yeah, so our topic today is Tames really the deal? Is she the big deal? Is she the deal?
Yes, so.
Is it Tames? Is Tames the... Permit me to use this word. Is she the Beyonce of Africa right now?
Ah, Beyonce. That one. It did high, but it can be. She can actually be.
But I like her style and I like her courage. I like her packaging
and everything. Yeah, in a couple of years, it's possible she can be the Beyonce of Nigeria, Africa.
Okay, when I say Beyonce, I mean she's the queen of Afrobeat. Like, I know. Yeah, she's relatively new.
Yeah,
no awards, but we know there are a lot of awards to come. We know that.
Facts.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, Broski, to be a queen, like you need to start from somewhere. Now you need to conquer some kind process. You need to take years.
I beg you, forget what that one. This lady, she's joint. All the records, whiskey don't break.
Yeah, now whiskey, the one you see.
Whiskey are broken. She's part of it. She's involved in the song of the summer. What else do you want?
No, bro, don't matter. After this summer, on that summer, no will come. Will she be there next summer? That's the question you need to. Will she stand the test of time? That's the thing.
That's a good question.
You have somebody like Tiwa Savage, the queen, now. She has
don't conquered... forget Yemi Alade, though. There's also Yemi Alade.
Facts. But Tiwa Savage has conquered the test of time. Not just in Nigeria, in Africa.
She has been in the game for the past 10 years. That's not
and
easy.
She's still
and on top of
numbers.
The game, yeah. Making, yeah, exactly.
So the question I have is, if teams can actually
maintain this
level.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
It's not just like, there will be a time when Whiskey will know, like, he will fuck with teams, obviously, but he'll be on his own side. I did my lane, I did all my race, you understand?
Yeah, that's
teams
true.
Teams also have to make a name for herself, you understand?
That's very
true. She'll be able to stand the test of time. That's the problem.
But let me ask you that question. Would she be able... Do you think she has the capability or she has the qualities to stand the test
of
time?
Yeah, do you know the reason why I would say Tames has every opportunity to become...
Mm-hmm.
To become the Beyoncé or can actually stand the test of time is because her sound is different from the other... If you take a look at all the... other female artists in Nigeria, Africa, they have this same sound, this same vibe. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Team is just like basically like Bonaroy. Come with a whole different sound, a whole different vibe into the Afro scene. And Teams actually made it popular, not copying the tunes from other artists.
She was unique, her own vibe. Yeah, that's true.
So that's why I believe she will stand the test of time, bro.
Okay, that's so. Let's talk about someone else, Ara Star.
None of my person now. Vibes or vibes, fashion killer with you,
What do you have to say about Ara Star? To be honest, I'm really proud of her, and I'm overwhelmed. I didn't expect her to go this fast at that pace. She came out this year, Nabi.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And arguably, right now, big respect to Tiwa, Yemi Alade, and Co.
But
after things, Arasta is.
We talk about now. If we talk about now, let's not just look at the.
I'm talking about now. In the moment,
now, in the moment. The whiskey that Davido, boy, Wuba Vasho, Tames and Ara Star,
yeah,
the rest,
yeah.
No comparison. Yeah. And I believe Tames and Ara Star will take Afro, put Nigeria on the map globally, worldwide.
When it comes to
Afro tunes, yeah.
Tunes.
Yes, worldwide.
That's true, because
worldwide.
I'm really, really impressed. Like, that this Bloody Samaritan song is really, really nice.
I mean, look at the, like what I said before, she's unique. She brought a different vibe.
The two of them.
Yeah, different vibe.
Arasta.
And they don't like basically don't sell their body on Instagram like to get views or do things for clout. They just
they're just there.
What they are is.
That's very true.
So music don't just be like that. You package it too. You guys, the talent day. So
but you guys package them now.
Yes, man. That's why I believe in it.
But I'm really proud. I'm proud of the both of them. It's not easy to just start and just get to that stage and level, that recognition in short time.
Short time, facts.
Big ups to them, Thames, Arasta.
Arasta.
And any other female artists also, you guys.
You won't be like them.
Big respect.
You need to be a bloody Samaritan.
So let's talk about Wizkid. I have a question. Should they not be worried?
No, the best. Why be worried now? Should get.
Do you get where my question is coming from?
Where is it coming from, my brother? Let me understand.
Yeah, we all know Wizkid right now is the man of the moment with his album. Judging by the recent accolades. So if you're in Davido's shoes, would you be worried? Because whether you like it or not, or whether anybody like it or not.
Let me give you an example.
When you talk about Wizkid, you have to talk about Burna Boy and Davido. They're all in the same, you understand, the same classification.
I don't believe Davido should be worried because Davido has a legacy when you talk about African music. You understand? It doesn't need to be worried like Wizkid will talk, not be competition. Everybody did their lady or their race, you feel me?
Let me give you an example now.
I'll use Rihanna. Shout out to Rihanna. Big up to Rihanna. Really bad game. So, like, Rihanna never sang song for over many years now, but she's below there. She took below there because of hard work. She get investment.
You tell you say she knows
sing song. Rihanna never dropped
any Rihanna song. Rihanna sang a lot of song too. Okay, yeah, recently now.
Not recently now, but Rihanna dropped song. Over like 3-4 years now.
Yeah, but her current business is as a result of the platform music gave her.
That's the same like the video is pursuing. So you feel
the video is pursuing something else because it feels. So you really think as Wizkid is doing, you don't think the video will want to also reach that current?
No, because as big
topping,
as.
Being top 10 of Billboard.
The video don't reach on those stage now, it is so full. Those are things that they don't move up anymore. Like Wizkid, you say, don't see through my eyes.
If I was Davido, I know myself, I would be worried. I really like the three of them. I see that competition as LD. We are the consumers, we are the ones enjoying because I feel they keep pushing each other.
Ronaldo and Messi kind of stuff.
So exactly. But I feel right now with this old essence and the old Wizkid vibe and everything.
I don't believe Davido should be worried. Because Davido has his mind on so many that Davido they do tour next year.
He spoke about his upcoming album. So
yeah, so hopefully the album is gonna do well. All I want from Davido, the difference is Wizkid music stay actually longer than Davido music they take. Davido music that your vibe 2-3-4 more.
You feel his music is just for the moment.
For the moment, but like that's your view, that the best you get. But still, if you observe the video story well, the guy they invest. If they invest for kind things, if they try invest for generational wealth. You know, I don't know whether we should to invest to, but like,
he has to. I feel it should be.
But like it's not, bro, they do the invest. So all the clout you want to get for music right now, if you don't get them to name one major apart from Grammy, we bother going with. They want the Johnson.
I think we should all know that Made in Lagos it's going for the Grammy.
Bro, we go see that.
There's a big possibility that Wizkid can get at least 2 Grammys for that album. Essence alone.
Bro,
I think I get a Grammy.
Bro, leave Essence, make Essence, Essence,
okay, no problem. I got another question to talk about. Thames inclusion or involvement in Drake's album. What do you think about?
Seems Grammy don't show now. That Drake now.
Is that what do you think that means for? I'm never going to talk about
for Thames' career.
not even about Tim. What excites me about that collaboration is the fact that she's a lady, you know. And I'm happy, like, you know, in the Afrobeat scene, it's dominated by men.
Facts.
And I'm happy that at least the ladies are holding their own ground.
Not the ladies, so there are only two ladies, but the ladies, the Arias,
no,
are the
teams. I will still include them, Tiwa and Yemi. You can't just forget. Those ones, they are the pace setters now.
Don't be like saying you're causing the risky at the cage now. Don't be like that.
So you feel it's a big Thames being
no,
that.
For me, let me tell you, bro. For me, my place was make a little bit about make a speak with you, see, bro. Don't be by who started this first, bro. Don't be by who don't run 10 years. But if you just come 1 year, go collect with you, but you don't run 10 years.
For 10 years, true.
You feel me? Thames, other 1 year, don't blow rich. I would say, don't blow rich like Tiwa. Because for Drake.
But the platform.
For Drake to be observe talent, make be bothered about this game, broski. Not be joke. You know, feel me? Fine, say, yeah, Whiskey give her the clout to. Yes, I understand. But Whiskey don't go give clout to person who don't get talent.
That's true.
You understand what you're
saying? That's true. Yeah, that Essence record is a jam.
She chopper.
It's a big jam. She really did well.
Chopper like that, though.
Yeah, she really did well.
Don't forget if Whiskey do something with Tiwa Fever. But you know...
Yeah, she really delivered.
She really delivered.
So, what do you have to say about Simi?
Simi, they try, but she's not there. Simi don't marry her. She don't bomb Piquet. So,
but she just released one song. Yes, nobody like woman, a big woman.
The song, they... But the
you don't feel it's a banger. No, it's just there.
To some people feel it's a banger. But for me, sorry to say, let me say... Simi that I marry you, but she get picky, so she don't feel the focus on music, like
alone.
That.
Yeah.
She get home, bro, she take care of
I was going to say, drop one nice song now with Davido.
Yeah, and another thing is, Simi don't sing the same thing for over many years. The same
style.
Joromi, Woman, the same vibe. That is why, look, Simi don't try for herself to like, still did the same table with them.
With them. Savage.
You feel me?
She had tried for her.
Yeah, in the next coming 3-4 years, I don't know the future, but my prediction is Simi will come to like, the ladder. She just be like Peruzzi. But let's say she blew past Peruzzi. Peruzzi just be pressing one type of song that they sing, say, we don't tire. Maybe it's the changing vibe. You get voice, you get talent, I don't go lie.
That brings me to another topic.
Yeah.
Mayokun. I have a feeling Mayokun has been quiet. I know he's about to drop another album.
Mayokun don't drop.
Make it drop the album. Let him drop the album.
Drop album. When?
Yeah, back in office. I don't know the date exactly, but I've been seeing him promote. And I know recently he has been calm.
He gave us some way drop. I think back in office. He gave us some.
Yeah, but that's like the single before the album. The album is coming soon. So what do you?
I don't just see you carrying with.
What I know is that this album will be a deal breaker for him. The album must do well for him to maintain what the level he reached last year. Yeah. Because the rate in which this new artist came out this year is really, really hard.
Buju. We forget one guy, Buju.
Buju. It's small now. One topic is leading to the next topic.
Buju to your ears.
I said the rate in which this new artist.
The followers.
The competition is so much. Like last year, I was even saying Mayokun was arguably the best.
And Omali, bro, that way Buju.
No, Omali this year, in one of my episodes, one Afrobeat in UK, I argued with one of the speakers. Yeah. I told him this year, Omali is not. Really, I feel he's not really doing well. But his argument was that no. He did well last year. This year was for him to go on tour and improve more on his publicity.
O'Shea Tourist.
But I was like, no.
O'Shea Tourist.
Exactly. O'Shea I'm still watching this guy. I feel, I feel Omali, I think he needs to do something. Even this time next year. Exactly. Exactly. But Buju is really doing well. He's,
Omali Buju, but not just good, they make artists. Artists, you get completely like whiskey.
You have to be.
You don't be just about that brand. Now your package, your dream, everything can make people. Well, you people, you basically say people they look up to. You can play with your music. You don't be just a new gaga. See, you go into stage. You want the music makes sense. So. But it will make people move to your music. You don't be just, I sing better music. Don't be say, I do talk. People will dance to my music when I get on stage. That means you need to ginger them. Ginger them.
Exactly.
Vibe and the energy. Shout out to Rema and Rema Boy. Or the Batman.
We're going to talk about Rema also.
Yeah.
Rema.
One drop album.
He's about to drop an album. Yeah. But I'm going to say this about Rema. I feel Rema is arguably among the top five biggest international exports for Nigeria. Someone argued this with me. I was like, dude,
if you talk top five,
do you know how big Rema is outside Nigeria?
Yeah, talk top five. Yeah, Rema is top five.
After Whiskey, right now, after Whiskey, Davido, Burnaboy, Tames. Rema, then Tames right now.
The like, other star. Then Buju, the other star.
Ah, bro.
Buju,
Mr. Easter has a way of staying international.
This
I check Spotify's monthly streams, Mr. Let's not forget CK, but we'll come to CK later.
Makamishi, exactly. Ule, that guy chop money for that song.
And well, you should thank TikTok for that or those challenges because that's when I came back last year. Even right now, I heard this. There's one old midi song. This social media is helping these artists, all of them. So, as I was saying, after Rema, Tames, and I was talking about Mr. Easy. I don't know how he does it, but when you check the records, you can't talk about international like representation of Nigeria without Mr. Easy. Check the top five. Spotify monthly streamers. Mr. Easy is there. Check ever most streamed musicians ever or whatever. Mr. Easy is there. He always finds his way there. And we obviously know he's not that active. Like he's active, but he's not in the moment.
His publicity was very good. Forget Ricardo Banks. Where Ricardo Banks go? Ricardo Banks.
That question.
I wouldn't find that for some reason right now. You find it on the banks.
I have a question.
Ricardo Banks, if you hear this podcast, obviously I didn't have you, but you need to sit up.
I think it needs some time. He released an album recently, I think last year.
That's when the album come flop.
If you are talking about Ricardo Banks, what about Tekno?
Tekno does the one side face. Me just more liver face. Slim Daddy, make a liver for one side.
We expect Ricardo Banks Lekesh to bounce back, but
I don't show.
You're not sure about who or the both of them.
I don't show about Lekesh and Mr. Tekno too. Bro, the music scene, you know, big pass. Most of these Nigerians are living on the past or the past glory.
Past glory. And right now with the way with the development of Afrobeat right now, Pastor is not
okay. And most of them, they even blow globally like that. They are something blue globally. They just trend for Africa, finish.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that people will trend globally, they're supposed to get about the talk. Like,
I have a huge respect for Olamide though. Like, we all know his style is very local, but it's global. And he has found a way to always stay
relevant.
Like, To be honest, I underrated his album when it initially came out last year, but that album turned out to be crazy. Like, and even he released one EP this year, not the level of his album last year, but it's still good. You can't just keep Olamide's name when you're talking about Afrobeat.
Yeah, that's what I get. Yeah, facts.
That's a loading song. It's everywhere.
Bro, that is so much competition, bro. Nobody knows, bro. Like, all waiting on that, all the artists need to sit up because
these young artists are not joking, they're not smiling. People like Buju.
People in five body, all stars, you know, just like it talks.
Buju and this guy.
The video Jeep, that make I that music.
This guy, Black Bonnets, that was his name.
Black Bones.
Bling, bling. Those guys are not smiling. They are ready to kick every established artist out of the game. They are not joking. Like, the competition is so high. And it's good. Like, of course, I'm enjoying the music. They should keep competing. That's the goal of it anyways.
Facts.
That's the goal of it anyways.
Facts, bro. Facts.
So in conclusion, what will you say about the Afrobeat? How do you feel about the Afrobeat scene? I feel happy because I've always been a big fan of Afrobeat, even when it was nothing.
And I'm so proud
when it was not recognized. Being Nigerian, yeah.
Although there are things that are happening in Nigeria, but like, you know, entertainment wise, I believe Nigeria has the biggest entertainment industry in the world, bro.
Right now,
because if Nigerians don't fuck with your music on any platform, Twitter, Instagram, your music is crashing. You need that Nigerian audience.
Are you sure about that statement? US market is huge.
Bro, you can't compare. You think US market is big, but why are US artists running to Africans, running to Nigerians?
Yeah, because they want to attract new sounds to that, whatever.
They want Nigerians to like be open to them, like.
Don't you feel without Nigerian listeners? US is huge.
US logo, huge, rich, wealth. Look Drake for instance. I use Drake for instance. Drake used that whiskey music that gave him Book of Record.
Wonders. Yeah, that's true.
Drake's not drop on that one that you go follow
teams.
If person like Beyonce, if you come out and place for America, come Africa, come do mix album.
If you use that album, win Grammy self.
What does that mean?
You have a big point there. You have a point there.
If Nigeria entertainment, everybody in Nigeria drag you on Twitter, Broski, you go trend. Look Sam's movement, it trend. Look when other Eriga tweet and almost reply. Bro, like.
So, American artists, keep vibing with Nigerian artists. You have a big advantage there.
Facts. You know,
straight from Sleep OG.
For this life, everybody, like, the high artists before, they go to form say, yeah, I may be the level. Everybody will shift through that. But no, you basically like Drake, don't even try to basically like it. Because those talent day is money they are making.
That's true.
You don't become big pass Afro beats right now. That's why everybody they try to hop on the trend to get small money out of it. That's what it be now.
That's true. So Slim OG.
Yeah, my guy.
I'm really glad you're back in the podcast.
On the next podcast, we will talk about Davido album. I call for Kule or La Kule for the podcast.
No problem. Big respect, Davido. Big respect, Whiskey. Big respect, Bonaboy. Teams. Big salutes.
Big Wiz.
Ara Star, keep doing your thing. We're solidly behind you.
Deal back.
So that comes to the end.
That we do here.
That comes to the very end of this beautiful episode.
Yeah.
With the return of Slim OG, it makes the vibe always interesting.
That's the beer, my people. I did for that. Did for that.
Yes, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook,
yes, everywhere. Twitter.
Keep streaming. Most importantly, permit me to use that word. Keep streaming. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, we're everywhere.
Everywhere, worldwide.
See you another time. Peace.
Peace.